FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. It's July, and that can only mean one thing.
We're back.
FC Live is back.
We're back.
And we're back here to commentate on a pre-season friendly. The first pre-season friendly of the summer, as FC United and Manchester are up here in Lancashire at Fulwood Amateurs. If you don't know whereabouts Fulwood Amateurs is, it's...
The posh end of Preston.
Posh end of Preston. Just on the far side there is Grasshoppers, a fine community club in the sport of rugby league. That's my Nadine Durres.
Very good, yes.
You're welcome. Gonna,
yes, yes.
Yes, we're here for the first pre-season friendly of the summer. And as you've already heard him, everyone. You can't keep him,
can't keep him quiet.
Woodso's here. Hello, Woodso.
Good afternoon. You all right, everybody?
So, just before we get to team news, I might as well do team news now.
We don't have
I have not got a clue. So, welcome to pre-season. And hopefully, as pre-season develops, we'll know a bit more. And we'll be able to bring you team news. Neil's been very, very busy.
He has.
Over the
he's there. He's listening. He's listening.
We will hear from Neil during today's broadcast at some point. But a lot of new signings. But there's continuity there as well. It's not been a total clip. What are you expecting from pre-season?
I think it's just a case of... I mean, I know you messaged yesterday, didn't you? Oh, good, it's good. It's a trialist. I went, well, I think that ship sailed this summer. I think we've got named players more than just trialist A, B and C, which takes the wind out of your, the fun out of your sails, I know.
Yeah.
But I just think maybe we might just be looking to trim it by a couple, potentially. Only because, I mean, we were talking the car. Try and pick an 11 out of the players he's brought, all the players, you know, including the players we've got and the players he brought in. It's a tough job, which is a good. It's a good thing for him. That's obviously what he wants.
When it comes to the starting 11 for that first game of the season in August, first competitive game, that is, we'll know more as the summer develops. But one thing we can give you is the players who've left us,
yes,
and departed. So obviously Potts and Wadika Potts is taking a sabbatical. Wadika's retired. So happy retirement to Ali Wadika.
Absolutely.
Signing off on a high with that win in Rimini. In the Phoenix Trophy final a couple of weeks ago, and Potts has obviously taken that sabbatical and finishing off with lifting that trophy as captain in the middle of June. Ewan Bain just gone back to Blackpool, sending our best wishes. Josh Galloway didn't work out for him at Leeds United. He's signed for Annan Athletic.
I think he might have been back if things hadn't gone his way in terms of a professional club, so fair play, absolutely.
Big blow this, Aaron Morris going to Warrington Rylands, but Warrington Rylands have made some fantastic signings of late. There's obviously a bit of investment there, I think we can call it that. And Joe Duckworth has signed for Witten Albion, which might not necessarily be the bad move for Joe. He's
local, he'll get more regular game time, to be fair. Yeah, the right move for him. I'm just trying to work out the team here.
We'll work it out as we go. There is no point bringing you the team news because there will be mass substitutions at half time. We're just kind of here to give you a flavour of how pre-season's going in these early stages. And we are off and running here at Lightfoot Lane, the home of Fulwood Amateurs. Dan Lavercombe is in goal, incidentally. Josh Askew is wearing number 3 and playing left back. Long ball played over the top here, but it's out of play for a goal kick. Curtis Jones has got the captain's armband. That's an interesting question to begin this broadcast with, this commentary with Woodso. The captain, sir.
Yeah.
I mean, Curtis Jones is a good shout.
You've got your wish, by the way.
Huh?
Number 9 is a fella called Trialist.
T-R-I-list.
Would you like me to read the team out before we go into the...
Yeah, go on, you read the team.
First time team is number 1, Dan Lavercombe, number 2, Clive Smith, 3, Josh Askew, 4, Luke Griffiths, 5 is Silas Itolta, 6, Curtis Jones, 7, Jack Anderton, 8, Jonathan Smith, 9, Trialist, 10, Tom Murray, and 11 is Sandro Da Costa.
And if you're listening for Fulwood Amateurs from that point of view, you're more than welcome. However, if we don't know FC United this afternoon, we're not going to know you either. So
it's a fair comment.
Bear with us. We do apologise.
What were we saying? Sorry, you were talking about... Sorry about...
I was talking about the captaincy.
The captaincy, that's right, yes.
Yes, Curtis Jones is taking the captain's armband in this first half of this first pre-season of friendly. I mean, that's a good shout, isn't it, really, if you're looking for a permanent replacement.
Yeah,
I mean, there is an argument, maybe Charlie Ennis, if he's a...
Jonathan Smith would have been my first choice if Charlie's not going to be playing, yeah.
Of course, James Vincent might be a good
absolutely,
shout.
Absolutely, experience. We've got a lot of experience. Well, I mean, one thing we're talking about the signings, we're not going to struggle for experience, are we?
No.
That's for certain. You know, lads, you know, we've James Vincent's played for Stockport, scored the winner in a Scottish Cup final.
UEFA A license.
UEFA A license holder. Absolutely.
And I listened to Tim's interview with him when he first signed. That's a level head, isn't it?
Yeah.
Really.
Absolutely. When we got to the airport, I'm going to harp on about it. It was just a story that we got to the airport and he was the only player there at that point, and he came over and he shook our hands and introduced himself. The way he carried himself, you know what I mean? It was like, this fellow has been around and knows, and that's the type of play I think we need. You know, and it's good to see Jan Palinkas back.
Well, he's another level-headed player because,
yeah.
I mean, we're talking about Duckworth going to Witten. It might not necessarily have been a bad move for Jan just to go to Wivershaw Town.
Oh, it's worked perfectly.
Exactly. But it's worked.
We said that apparently that was said all along, wasn't it? That we're going to keep an eye on him, and hopefully, and you know, we've kept our word on that one. So it bodes well, but there's still some big clubs in that league, isn't there? In terms of, you know, you still got yourself Shields spending the monies as they've got every right to do, and you know, we just need to improve. If we can get into that playoffs, that's the improvement that we need. And
you can't. I'm not asking for your expectations.
No, I'm just saying in general. I'm just talking in general. With that, you know. Yeah, but the thing is, you've got to improve. Is the point I'm making? You can't just say, well, we finished ninth last year, so we'll finish ninth again this year. No, you and the improvements on ninth is at least seventh to get into the playoffs. But it's very early, like you say.
Decent crowd.
Yep.
Of about, is that about 300?
200 or 300, yeah.
Big responsibility for Luke Griffiths this season.
There's a lot of competition in that midfield, and I think everybody's got to be, and this is brilliant again going back to what we were saying earlier on, it's brilliant that we've got plenty of competition in most, you know, midfield is probably the most congested part of the squad if you look at, like, you know, we've got
well, here's one of those midfielders, yeah. Now Smith, infielder to Anderson plays it square and gets the ball back at the edge of the box. Foul. But a foul there. New signings, we mentioned Jan Palinkas. Andy Halls is back as well.
He is. Doesn't seem to be involved unless he's over there with the subs.
Well, there's a whole team of FC United players over on the left-hand side here all warming up. I can see Donoghue's over there and Ennis, a few other people.
The rest of the squad, basically.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah, I mean...
Did you bring your boots? Did you not get the email?
I got my walking boots because I remember it being lots of grass and I thought if it was a bit wet, so I don't want to get my trainers to wet. That position...
Centre-back.
It's absolutely congested. I'm good, you know, you got Jones, Halls, Palinkas. Obviously, Silas is playing, coming to the academy and playing here today.
So, Clive Smith joins us from Atherton Coles, Woodsell.
I mean, he's been there a good few seasons, I think. And I mean, I think we need it. I think one position that we have struggled with is right-back. We've been putting the old square pegs in, haven't we?
Yes.
Just to use the cliche, so...
Well, here's Jones on the ball now. Jones... puts it there to Da Costa. Da Costa, product of FC United's academy, of course, who plays a ball out towards the right-hand side there towards Anderton. And Anderton runs out the road there. And Jack Anderton, of course, is from Longridge.
Who
we play on Tuesday night.
We do.
Which isn't too far from here, is it?
So, not a million miles away.
Well, here is Anderton now on
He's
the
in.
Ball. Anderton, shot comes in. It's deflected. Who's getting that second ball? It's going to be a forward player who gets the ball clear. But Askew... marauding over. Askew there, very, very strong, stays on his feet and now moves forward and threads that ball towards Smith to Timothy Rylis, who loses out there, and it's back to the goalkeeper. Yeah, so I mentioned Andy Hall, Tom Murray as well. So Murray joins us from Abbey Hay,
the world's fittest man. If you follow him on social media, it's like he runs 50 miles a day. It's unbelievable. I think that two names we mentioned there, obviously not Timothy Rylis, we don't know who he is yet, but Askew and Smith, I think they're going to be big players for us this season, because I think Askew is going to have to probably fill in at left back for Dodd whilst he'll be out.
Griffiths looking to put a challenge in, does put a challenge in, and Jones picks up the pieces, and then a bit of skill from the FC United skipper, and well, that's a great ball over the top.
That was a good ball.
Anderton is onside this time, angle's tight though, has to check back inside, and Anderton does on his right foot, shot comes in.
Did everything there.
Great skill,
good bit of football, great ball by outside of the boot from Jones.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's half time.
Oh, yeah, where did that come from?
Oh.
Time fly when you're enjoying yourself. As I was saying, and he cut him really well, but I think he just lost a bit of momentum and he's it was a weak shot, unfortunately, at the end. But yeah, good end to the half, that.
0-0 the score. What did you make of that half?
Okay, I think we had probably the best of the half. They had probably the best chance, actually, with that header that he probably should have scored with the open goal. Some good touches. I think the Clive Smith's good at right back. I think. Silas has done well at centre half with Curtis. I like Murray, he's busy, he wants the ball in the middle of the pitch.
You know what, I'm going to try. I have a microphone and I'll try and grab a player. With regards to the new players we've seen, it's been
fairly impressive for most of them, absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's like I say, it's hard to judge first First pre-season game.
How tricky do you think it is, you know, going from three weeks ago. Going from that, which is arguably in the middle of the your break, ordinarily as a player, to this, because there's not much of a rest there, is there?
No, and I suppose it's noticeable that a lot of the players who
that can be a positive, by the way, what I just said there.
Yeah,
you
no, absolutely.
Bounce
yeah.
into it, don't you?
Of course. But I think if you look at the players who played over there, most of them are in the substitutes list for today. I think you know who played the Askew, Smith, Lavercombe, Jones. They're probably the only ones who played from the starting. So, but I mean, you know, you can keep that going. I mean, I think training only started this week. Obviously, we've got one training session a week because we've got friendlies.
Yeah.
Kicking in at most Tuesdays.
Just to let you know about those friendlies, we did say we're covering most of them apart from Jersey. We won't be at Jersey, just letting Tim know just in case he's putting a tweet together. Definitely doing Bootle.
Doing Bootle.
And we've got a full strength commentary team for Bootle.
I was going to say I won't be on that day.
Well, you could come on at that
time. That's nice of you, thanks. Hello with me.
Where was I saying?
Berry.
Oh, Berry.
Berry on
we'll definitely
Tuesday.
Do Berry.
Yeah. And then into Jersey.
Then Jersey. We're not doing Jersey.
Not doing Jersey.
Doncaster, Clitheroe,
Banbury.
Ashton Athletic.
Ashton Athletic on Tuesday night.
Yeah, that's a Tuesday night game. We might do that one. I feel like I'm missing a really obvious one.
No, I think that's it.
No, that's it. We're covering them
Macclesfield,
all.
You were.
Macclesfield will be...
Us
is
again.
That at Broadhurst? Is it
us? Is it their place again? It'll just be the main stand, just sat the main stand again like last year. Nobody else there. Nice pass, do you remember?
So, we're expecting mass substitutions. They're having a warm down now, the players, right in front of us. So, do I try and grab
someone?
I think
you should. Yeah. Give me a rest.
Oh, Tim's got Josh Askew, so I'm...
He has. Do you listen? If you could only see that picture then...
We are live on the radio.
So okay. Please do not what? Swear. No,
I'm assuming you're being substituted at half-time.
Yes.
Good.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
Joking aside, how good is it to be back playing in a pre-season friendly and getting
brilliant.
Things underway?
Brilliant. Yeah, of course it is. I mean, obviously there's a good build-up for it now. Everyone's focused for the season. It's a long pre-season ahead. Exciting one. Some really good games coming up. Jersey, of course. But yeah, nothing better than being back on the pitch.
I was asking Woodsall about the fact, you know, it's only been a few weeks since Rimini. Yeah. How does that work?
Yeah, no, to be fair... Normally you have a flat out 6 or 7 week period where you do nothing and then you're back in again. So it's been a nice little break in between. Lads have stayed fit, like myself and others. You can tell when we're on the pitch there today, but it's more about wear and tear now, looking after ourselves and not going too far, because the last thing any of us want are injuries.
Yeah.
Pre-season's all about getting fit, ready for us to go and hit the season really, really well. I mean, I think I heard a stat, it was 2012, the last home... the last first game of the season win, I think
yes.
it was.
Yes, it was.
So we need to beat that. And obviously, that's the changing room knows that. So we need to make sure that we change that.
And playing left back. Enjoy playing there today.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, that's where I've made my career, playing left back. A very attacking one. But a gaffer knows I can cover multiple positions. And, you know, at the end of the day, left back, I know the position well enough to go out there and go and show what I can do, and at the end of the day that's all I need to do. It's an awful situation with Doddy.
Yeah.
Obviously we all send our regards and our love and hope that he's okay, but for me now it's an opportunity to go and get a starting position in this side, so I've got to take it.
And when it comes to, you know, you joined towards the back end of last season, for you, how keen are you to just get a good pre-season and spring into it
massively? I mean, it's been a long time since I've had a very good pre-season and a very good season, so, you know, COVID broke that up, other teams, different situations, different managers, but ever since I walked through the door at FC United and with a gaffer, absolutely loved it. So
you missed, you came at the end of the season, a couple of free holdies and then got a medal.
I did. Yeah,
that's what you missed.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you missed.
It doesn't get any better, does it? Go to Italy, go and get a trophy, be a European champion, I'll take that. But yeah, I'm absolutely loving it and love the place as well. So,
well, Josh, big thank you for interrupting your one.
Don't you get a show today? Yeah,
you've got me out a bit of running here. So
I'll see you soon.
See you later, man.
Good luck, thanks, mate. Josh Askew there joining us, and teams are back out.
Well, yeah.
But a different team for FC United.
We can go through it, I can work it out. It's Dan Lavercombe in goal. Jan Palinkas is at the back with... I'm working on the basis with Chris Taylor.
Yep.
It looks like Curtis Obeng's going to left back.
Donoghue right back.
Donoghue right back, yeah. We've got Eddie Mieko over on this side.
Yeah, let's talk about Mieko firstly. From Macclesfield.
Yes. Well, looking at him, I mean, he's the type of player that we don't tend to have. He's a big, tall forward.
Linney's up front. Linney, congratulations. He was in the MPL team of the year.
He was.
Which very deserved, I think. I think we can all agree. He had a fantastic season. His Anissou's wearing the captain's armband for this second half. Long ball play forward towards Lenny, who's out on that left-hand side. It's cleared.
Interesting that, I suppose it's needs must, I suppose it's playing, because obviously Old Ben came as a right-handed side midfield predominantly, but he's playing over at left-back.
Oh, he did say in his interview that
he can play right and left, didn't he? Which
good ball there by McGee, but it's cut out. What do we think of McGee? Because
I thought he was really good for us last season.
Yeah, towards the second, there was that game, wasn't there? It was South Shields, where I think that was his breakout.
He played very, very well in that game, really. Yeah. The game against Barrera as well over in Milan, I think he had a good game that night as well. So, yes, I mean, he comes from a good, you know, he's come from professional football. You know, and maybe that's where he's looking to get back in, which is fine. You know, we've never shied away from that, have we?
No.
He's in McGee.
Here is McGee. McGee, good save by the goalkeeper on his near post. Well, Woolerton's an interesting one, isn't he? Because he was at Gainsborough, but his pedigree, you know, York, he was at somewhere else, or Darlington, is forward on the attack towards the penalty area. And, the number four there slots it just to Dan Lavercombe's right. Yeah. And bit statuesque at the back there, Woods.
The defence was a bit slow.
Good finish from there, number four.
Yeah, he's rolled it in quite well into the bottom corner. I would have expected the defence and the keeper to have done better.
But on 53 minutes... FC United now trail by 1-0. First goal of the afternoon there, scored by forwards number four. But it comes after a spell where FC United played
the
best of football.
Yeah,
of the game so far.
Yeah, we just got caught with the ball through, and they got away on the right hand side into the box. And we probably should have done better. We should have got rid of it. It shouldn't have been that four had all the time in the world just to roll it in. Here's me echo.
That's a lovely ball.
He's in.
He's onside, Linney now.
Come on, Regan.
Opens up his body,
good
shot
save.
Comes in, and fortunately, the number four had the presence of mind.
He nearly scored at both ends there. Tony Adams at Old Trafford in the late 80s, scored at both ends. Good move, Mieko, great ball into Linney, did well. Probably expected Regan to have scored there, but keeper's pulled off a good save, to be fair.
And we're about to get this corner played, and it comes towards the near post, and Mieko's there, and it's saved.
Goal, surely.
Blinkis is there, it's saved again on the near post. Cleared, and McGee with a volley.
It's another one down the road.
Mieko now on the ball, infield, Woolerton there.
Oh, he's got it. That's a good goal.
It is a good goal. And FC United have got an equaliser. Walk us through that, Woodzo, because I was looking down at my team sheet at that point.
Okay, Mieko did well on the right hand side. He won it. He beat a man cut inside, rolled it along to Woolerton about 20 yards out, and he didn't seem to hit it that cleanly actually, but it went right into the bottom corner out of the keeper's reach.
Now, I timed that at roughly 62 minutes, and an equaliser. Woolerton there with a good finish. Not much the goalkeeper could do with that. He's on full stretch down to his left-hand side, but a good finish from FC United. Debutant.
Absolutely.
Woolerton, and it's 1-1 here. Obeng down the line for the run there of Linney. Linney with a first-time ball into the box. He breaks to Mieko. No, here's Woolerton. Here's Vincent. Vincent, surely.
Good finish.
And in the space of 2 minutes, FC United have gone for 1-0 down in this pre-season friendly, and Vincent there makes it 2-1 to FC United. Good turnaround.
More good football. Good move down the left-hand side. Linney did well, put it across. Mieko's half shot was blocked. Woolerton played it into Vincent, and you know, with his experience, I didn't expect him to miss, and he didn't. He rolled into the far corner. Very good finish, good goal.
Jones, thank you for doing it.
Jones?
Yeah, Jones.
How very, 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 very informal of you.
Sorry, hello. Hello, Mr. Jones. How are you? how was that first half back at pre-season?
It was good, yeah, really good. I think it's good to get everyone back in. We've got 24 players, haven't we? So it's good to get playing with people that we've probably not played with before. I think that's the most important thing. And we had a good 45 then, and there's a good 45 now. No injuries, so
that is good news.
Yeah,
that is good news.
Yeah, good news.
How good is it to be back playing pre-season? Just 2 weeks after the Rimini trip and stuff like that. I mean, it's sadly we've had a rest, have we, as a squad?
No, I think we've been in. I think we come in last week, so we've had two sessions, and then obviously this is the first game. We've got a game on Tuesday, so got a lot of games coming up, which is good for us. I think we'd prefer to play than train, but like I said, yeah, it's been good. It's been good. Patterns of play have been good. Defensively solid then as well. First half, and I think it's good just to start building relationships with certain players. You know, we've got a complete new midfield, left back, right back, so it's nice to bond now and get the games in.
And we're talking about the experience of this squad. You know, Vincent on here, who's you know, got bags of experience. But yourself as well, you're wearing the captain's armband in that first half.
You stole my question. I was building up to that myself in my mind.
I think I've had it on. I think I had it on last season.
Yeah, but when it gets dropped on the floor and you pick it up and then put it on, that doesn't count. That doesn't count.
That's true. That's true. No, I don't mind that. I don't mind that at all. I think I'll take that in my stride if it happens, if Chaz is not playing, or, you know, I don't mind that at all. I don't mind that responsibility, but.
Well, Bengue with an effort. Oh. Cross into the box. There's Lee with header. McGee's there winning the ball back. That's high boot. It's got to be a penalty.
Penalty.
Curtis, can you join us for this penalty? That'd be lovely. Curtis, when it comes to, you know, pre-season and what we're expecting here, normally, I was joking to Woodsell before the game about the number of trialists we normally had for these pre-season friendlies. Only one trialist here today. It looks like it's a settled squad in a way, even though we've got these new additions. I mean, what's the mood in the dressing room like for these pre-season games at the moment?
Yeah, it's been brilliant. I think we've only had two sessions in, but we are bonding well, and we've got the jersey trip coming up, which will help so much. I think a trip like that always helps people gel when you've got two games and then you've got a night out as well, just to really embed everyone in. I think that's really important, but everyone's been great. It really has. I mean, we can't wait now for Tuesday and then training Thursday, and it's just going to be that pattern now, isn't it? Saturday, Tuesday now, every week. So yeah.
Well, we've got a penalty here. See, now I can make it 3-1. Ennis to take it. Ennis lines up straight down the middle. 3-1.
Talking about the captain's the armband though, earlier on, there's a lot of players who'll be vying for that because the experience in the team now. I mean, obviously we've got Smudge, obviously played loads of league games. Chris Taylor probably won't play every week anyway, so maybe Chris is not even. You know, James Vincent will probably think, well, hang on a minute, I know I'm new, but I've got a stake. Yourself, obviously, Charles, if he's playing. You know, we've got a lot of experience down that team now.
Of course, Donners,
of course, you know.
Yeah, of course. And that's the gaffer. That's the gaffer's headache, not ours. But he might change it a few times through pre-season and then go from there. And he'll announce it. I think he normally does a week before the season, doesn't he? And announces his captain and vice-captain. So the players that we've got in the team, I think every one of us will take it in our stride if it does come. You know, I think Charlie will probably get it for now and then we'll go from there.
When it comes to yourself, Curtis, obviously you had a niggling injury during last season. How keen are you to, you know, be part of a more solid back four, if we can get that there?
Of course, I think that's my priority. I think just to stay fit this season, it really is. I think to cut out them little niggles that keep me out for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, that is probably my priority, especially through pre-season now. I always think the first week of pre-season is the toughest because you've had 4 or 5 weeks off and then your body's like, what's going on here? You're running now every second day. So, for me, I think the priority is to stay fit, and I do a lot of work with Liv through the season to make sure I play most games this season, a lot more than I did last season, that's for sure.
We need to get back to that first season when it was yourself and Doyle and Morris and Dodd. That offside trap we had was brilliant. It was brilliant. We're missing that a bit last year, and that's what these pre-season friendlies are about. We want to get to a point because we're saying there's 4 centre backs, there's numerous players who could play full back. We want to get to a point where, you know, we're heading into
it's a consistent
the first.
Yeah, of course. I think that always works when you get really close with the linesmen, and then when the ball goes in behind, you just give them that look and they just put the flag up. But no, I think it comes well. I think when you're playing with certain people for a number of weeks, that partnership and relationship just works, and you know when to step and when to drop. And I think that's the biggest thing, especially as a back four, the line's so important. It stops us doing unnecessary running, doesn't it, as well? So that's big.
And of course, the other thing that we missed last year, particularly in the big games, you playing anchor midfield, which we thoroughly enjoyed during the 2019 campaign.
I'm sure we'll probably see that again this season. A Reynolds special. We'll probably see that again.
But Curtis, big thank you, mate, for taking the time, joining your warm down and doing autographs to actually come down here and talk to us. Really appreciate it. And best of luck for the remainder of pre-season.
Oh, thank you. Anytime, guys.
Thanks,
thank
mate.
You.
Curtis Jones, cheers, mate. Oh, good ball through there by Taylor to find Mako. He's onside, but the angle's tight. He checks back on the byline. Back it goes to the edge of the penalty area to Linney. Linney checks inside again, and Linney's surely here.
Oh, it's his typical trademark, yeah.
And it's 4-1. Woodsall, that was good stuff, that. That's a good finish to top it off.
It was. I mean, I thought Mako was very unselfish or not ruthless enough at first when he went through. He'd turned his back on goal, but actually, like you said, the angle was probably a bit too tight for him.
Dead on 90 minutes.
Dead on 90 minutes, and he played it back, and it worked its way to to Mr. Linney, who did his usual cutting and curled it into the top corner from a very tight angle. So
4-1. Referee puts the whistle
very,
to his
very,
legs.
Very high-pitched peep there from the ref.
And that is full-time and straight away. Don't you love pre-season?
Hot off the... Yeah, you know, don't need to lock him in anywhere tonight. You'll have to wait for him, do you?
Neil Reynolds joins us now. Hello, Neil. How are you?
Hi, Ben. Good to see you.
Yeah. How was that?
Yeah, really pleasing. You know, we 10 new signings, is it now? 10 new signings. You know, two training sessions. I think they've bedded really well. You know, you look at the second half compared to the first half, but there was a couple of trialists, a couple of academy lads in there. So, no, all on the balance of play. Pleasing result. Some really good football second half.
Was it deliberate to play two different styles? One in the first half, one in the second?
Yeah, yeah. So we just, obviously, you know, I don't need telling that, you know, our same system that didn't work all the time last season. You know, we needed to freshen it up and look at it and look at different options. So we played two systems and we're going to continue to do that over the course of pre-season. And I just look at, you know, different positions and different players. But you can see, you know, already we look a lot stronger now than what we did last season. And, you know, and that's without Andy Halls coming.
And with regards to the squad, there's not too many trialists. It's kind of... I'm not to say it's settled at this stage, but you've said these are the players, this is this 20, 21 players we've got. It's going to be a challenge, though, to make sure they all stay content and that kind of thing.
I mean, that's the hard bit, you know, 20, you know, 20, you know, we brought Sandro in from the academy now, and we might look to, you know, get Sandro out and get some games, but Silas is going to go off to America. But the rest of them is going to be part of our 20, and you know, you'll have to see, you know, if we do go back into the Phoenix Trophy, we're now in the Manchester Cup, you've got the FA Cup, you've got the trophy, you're going to have league games back to back. I think this squad will rotate quite nicely, and I think they'll be quite happy with the minutes that they get. And we showed last season, Ben, that, you know, when people play too many minutes, October really hit us hard, and you know, we fell to about five or six injuries. So hopefully we can keep people fresh, we'll be good.
Now obviously, you know, this pre-season we've not got Wadika, we've not got Potts, but when we talk about experience, you've certainly filled in those gaps. You know, that experience that we've got, how crucial is that going to be?
Are we referring to Vincent?
Yeah. I mean, it's not just Vincent is it?
Ennis, Jones now, you know, Andy Halls coming in there. You know, Regan's 25, Donners is 25. So, yeah, we've got options and we've got experience. And I think the important thing was when we lost Potsy last season, it was important we got somebody in. James Vincent was on our radar. We knew that he was at Hereford and moving back. So we were first in there, and he was impressed with what we had to say and our vision. And, you know, he's joined the squad, so he'll be a fantastic addition. You've got Smith then who can play alongside. You've got Griffiths, who's, you know, he's now 24, 25. So, you know, there's options everywhere, and it's going to be difficult to get people in. And then, you know, look at the top end of the pitch. You've got young Woolerton come in today, and Eddie Mieko and Jack Anderton, Regan Linney. So, you know, he's exciting.
It's exciting, but
I've said to the lads, come August the 13th, don't knock on my door. Make sure that you're in the 16. And if you're not in the 16, there'll be a reason for it.
And the captain's armband was worn by Curtis Jones in the first half. Obviously, Charlie Ennis wore it in the second half. But you have got the likes of Vincent there. Filling that gap for Potts, because Potts was basically you on the pitch, if I could say that.
Yeah.
Have you worked out yet how you're going to fill that gap properly?
Yeah, so Doddy, still our captain. You know, obviously, we wish him a speedy recovery, but in Doddy's absence, Charlie will captain the side. But if Charlie doesn't play, then it will be handed to Vinny. And then, you know, if we've got to share it around, we will. We've got the likes of Curtis Jones and James Vincent, Jonathan Smith can wear it. But, you know, I think, you know, wearing the armband is prestigious, but I think with the amount of leaders and quality we've got out there, you know, the armband is more of a token, and I think you've got enough voices and leadership experience to pass on the messages out there now, which we haven't had in the past. And, you know, when we started this kind of this new squad venture 3 years ago, we were very young.
Yeah.
You know, we still are young, but we're experienced, and, you know, we've got a majority of our side now in, you know, mid-20s, late-20s, which can only, you know, bode well for the coming season.
Come back to the experience, though, just quickly. As is the one eye on those type of games where we've lost a last minute goal to end up with a draw or a loss, but actually with more experience head on the pitch, would have kept hold of the ball or done better with it. Is like you said, Smith, Vincent, who've been there and done it.
There's a moment, and it'll live with me forever. We were out in Rimini in Phoenix, and Vincent come on for 25 minutes, and he turned around, and I heard him giving an almighty rollicking to Curtis Jones, and thought, what's Curtis done? And what he'd done is Josh Askew had been released from the left back role. Vincent turned around to Curtis and said, he's one of your men, you don't let him go anywhere, there's 10 minutes to go, the game's done. And I just thought then, that was it. Yeah. You know, that yeah. and that is that experience. And we have conceded goals, but you've seen today, you know, passing the messages on. But we're also going to be different out of possession next season. We'll fall more into a 4-5-1. You know, I'll learn, we learn, you know, we're always learning. And, you know, there's always, everyone's a football manager, aren't they? You know, but some people do have good opinions, and you know, it's, and it's worthwhile listening to them. Some people don't have good opinions, but, that, you know, this football is about opinions. But, you know, we'll learn from that. We don't want to concede as many. We still want to be an attacking, hungry side. You can see that with likes of Anderton and Mieko will give us, and Linney. But like Steve just said, then we need to make sure that out of possession that we don't concede sloppy goals.
And with regards to, you know, what you expected in the coming weeks during pre-season, it's a weird pre-season, the fact we only had Rimini, you know, a few weeks ago. So it's, I mean, what are you after? Longridge on Tuesday, then we've got Bootle and Bury. I mean,
yeah, I think, I'm not saying that's, I don't know, I don't want to trip myself up here, but that worked to our advantage. I think last year when we came in, we were stop start. Is the season going to start again? We came in March, April. Then we kind of had June off. Then we came in back and hit it really hard. And then we got a lot of injuries in October. Where this year, I think we've just kept bobbing around and ticking over from the end of the season. And then we, you know, with Rimini, we brought a couple of weeks early. And then we just had another 2 weeks off and come back in. And the lads look fresh. It's up to now us, you know, the coaching staff, the physio team, to make sure that people don't fatigue and don't get injured. But, you know, we've got some great games coming up, like you said. You know, the next three games for me, Longridge, Bootle and Bury, will be looking at these two sides again, if you will, two 11s. And then after that game, before we head out to Jersey, we'll probably trim it down to that 2019-20 that will carry us forward into the season. Hand the New Balance gear out and away we go.
Great stuff. Neil, I'll see you Tuesday.
Brilliant, see you Tuesday.
Congratulations today and, keep up the good work.
See you later, Neil.
Well, that's it. Don't put your head off. We've not finished chatting.
Oh, well, there's something trying to go home, mate.
I know.
Go on, well, you're all right. Go on. There's no rush.
Final thought to you, yeah, no before rush. We get locked in. Final thought to you. I mean, that was an enjoyable second half, wasn't it? And a decent run out for both sets of teams that Neil
yes.
put out.
Fulwood always contributes to a good game when we play. You know, like I say, we played them four times now. Once at Broadhurst, which was a more of a youth team that they won. Played them three times here. I think we've drawn and won two now. But it's always a good game. It's competitive. And I think that's what you want to start with. There's no point in rocking up here and us, you know, rolling somebody over 10-0. What's he going to learn? You know, we're entering 0-0. And on paper, people are going to go, well, that second half is much better than the first half. Well, that's two different ways of playing, yep. two different styles, two different sets
and,
of players.
Are you anticipating as well for Longridge on Tuesday that there's going to be players who featured in that second half playing keep ball who'll play the more direct way that we played
yeah.
in the first half? They'll be playing in that team and mixing yeah. and matching, because you'd imagine someone like Curtis Jones would be comfortable in keeping the ball
correct
the yeah. way we did in the second half.
Yes.
So he will be mixing
and bring it out from the back yeah. and what? No, absolutely. But I mean, you've got to look at the new players and say, you know, how did they do? They all did very yeah. well. I mean, you know, Anderton probably didn't get heavily involved in that first half, but had some good touches. You saw Vincent's quality in the second half, the experience. Obeng,
big fan of Vincent.
Mieko,
I've only seen him
good.
for 5 minutes.
Yeah, I think in the first half, Murray,
yeah,
looking for the ball all the time. Second half, Palinkas came in, looked like he'd never been away. He liked the play we had, yeah. just a bit bigger now.
Yeah,
and then you got the academy lads like Nielsen. You know, Silas did well at the back. You know, he's obviously going to go out, like Neil just said, to America and get some more experience. Sandro may go back out on loan somewhere else. But he may not, depends how he takes his chance. There's a lot of things, and I know we always say it pre-season, and I've said it this time, but there's a lot of things to go and put ticks next to. Of course there is. But he's brought a lot of new players in, and that can disrupt. I don't think he did today. I think most of the players came in.
That's what I was trying to get.
And within 4 or 5 minutes, we're into the game then.
I think when we speak to Curtis before, I think that's what came across, the fact that it does feel like they've been together for a while, even though they haven't.
Yeah.
And you know, that's good. Anyway, Woodso, big thank you for joining us.
No problem.
See you Tuesday.
Yeah, you'll see me Tuesday, absolutely.
And thank you to you, Armchair Army, for joining us as well.
Indeed.
I hope you've enjoyed this first FC Live of the pre-season. But from everyone here, a big thank you to Fulwood Amateurs for their hospitality. But you'll be hearing from us again on Tuesday.
Thank
you very
much.
See you all very soon.
See you
then. Bye-bye.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.